Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very special Gregway / Kinda Funny podcast.
Exactly.
I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Forbes 30 Under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the New York Times quoted at Tim Geddes.
Let Tim host.
When we were driving home from the airport after we got back from New York, I was telling Jen a story, and I think I was talking about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and I did air quotes, and as I did it, I looked across, and there was a guy and his friend in the other car, and the guy did them too to make fun of me. I was like, you got me. We had a good laugh.
That's awesome. I like that a lot. It's funny, Greg. You say Gregway / Kind of Funny podcast.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it goes like this. I went to New York City. Mm-hmm. I went to the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire premiere. That's right, the Big Apple. Good job, Tim. And I was like, I need to talk about this as soon as possible. Kind of Funny podcast this week is effed because it's GDC week. Right now, we have 14 different video game developers and publishers coming through the studio. We've had dozens of people through. We're doing this amazing stream all day long. Then tomorrow, we're boots on the ground down there playing games. There's a million things happening, so Kind of Funny Podcast is different this week, and it's Nick.
You don't even know about this.
Nick and Mike.
So what's happening is Wednesday, I don't want to give the details of exactly what's going on in the day, but we have a lot of really cool people coming to the studio for some fun projects. Wink, wink. You know what I'm talking about? Some fun people may or may not be playing some fun game shows. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know.
So it's going to be really cool. We're going to have cool people here. So we're like, wait, for the Twitch stream, what if we just, or for the KF podcast, what if we just did a live stream and had Nick just sit on the couch and whoever's available, we just send to him.
Comes
to talk.
And talks.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
So it's going to be great.
Brilliant.
So that's going to be the KF podcast this week. But we're like, hey, this Gregway, I feel like we can plus up. We can
and that was my thing. I didn't want to let it cook until we do Ghostbusters Frozen Empire in review on Friday.
Yeah.
Because then it's about the movie, not about my experience. I didn't want it to just be a Gregway by myself. So I invited Tim in and we decided that this would be, if you don't know, Gregway is my daily exclusive vlog and audio podcast over on Patreon or YouTube for everybody with a Kind of Funny membership. You know, obviously you just have the Kind of Funny membership, you get it, which is great. But I didn't want to do it that way, so I thought we'd do it this way. So
we made this
a mini Kind of Funny podcast to do that. You and me talking about this.
I have not heard you talk about Frozen Empire.
Yeah.
Like at all yet. So I just need to know top level, spoiler free. How good is it?
It's great. I gave it a 4 out of 5 on the Kind of Funny.
Oh, wow, okay.
There's a spoiler-free review up on youtube.com/ Kind of Funny right now. 4 out of 5. I think it's going to be your favorite.
I'm really excited about that.
I'm more worried about that than my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, how well do I know Tim?
Yeah.
The Ghostbusters side of it, fun. But, like, I think you're going to enjoy this movie.
I keep telling you, man, that second trailer.
Yeah.
The first trailer, I was like, I don't know. It seems fine, but it just seems fine. The second trailer, I'm like, what more could you ask for?
Very enjoyable, fun movie. Obviously,
great.
It's like anything else. It's not perfect. I can tell you complaints.
Yeah, of course. We'll hear them in interview.
Oh, you sure will on Friday, remember. And again, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week. 4, sometimes 2 best friends gather on this table. Each coming to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to be a part of that and keep us going, get the Kind of Funny membership. With the Kind of Funny membership, you can usually watch us record it live.
Mm-hmm.
You, of course, would get all the other podcasts live as you record them. You get all the shows ad-free. And, of course, you'd get my daily vlog series, Greg. Way, which is not usually this produced. Usually it's me in the car. But it's still usually 20 minutes of me talking about something.
We have this fun set. Why don't we use it?
Housekeeping for you. Like I said, Ghostbusters in Review returns Friday with Frozen Empire. That is going to be available ASAP on Friday as soon as we're done recording it, right?
Yes, that is correct.
You can obviously watch us record it live with the Kind of Funny membership, but in general, there you go. Of course, you get the Kind of Funny podcast for free with ads and without the exclusive content on YouTube and podcast services around the globe. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Carl Jacobs, Kishan Patel, Nathan Lamoff, Karen
Lindner,
James Hastings, and Casey Andrew. Today we're brought to you by Shady Rays and Robin Hood, but we'll talk about that later. For now, I went to New York City for the premiere of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Your first movie premiere.
My first movie premiere of all time.
Right?
That is correct. That is correct.
That's pretty exciting. I mean, like, because I got to do, I've been to 3 now. I went to Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
Went to Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And then the Super Mario Brothers movie. All three very different experiences.
Yeah.
Even though similar prompt of like what it looks like. All three, I had to do some level of scheming to get invited to.
Sure.
It's not. I mean, I guess the Mario one. They did just invite us, which was very nice. But even then, there was still scheming involved in whatever to get there.
Yeah.
Because what are schlubs like us doing at movie?
What are we? We should.
You know what I mean? What's going on? But I'm very excited that the kind of funny movie premiere world is widening. And I am very excited.
Cinematic Universe, it'll never be the same. There's been a hierarchy power shift and all that jazz. Yeah, yeah. Yes, Tim, I went to New York and I went to the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire premiere, my first premiere. And I really want you to tell me where you want to start.
Ooh, okay.
Because it was 40 hours.
Yeah.
I flew there on Wednesday, landed, immediately went to dinner at Tavern on the Green with Jen because of Ghostbusters, then woke up, got in the Ecto-1, got to drive around New York, got to go to the firehouse.
I mean, here's where I want to start. It's just real quick, setting the stage. My first movie premiere being Spider-Man No Way Home, incredibly important to me. Spider-Man, one of my favorite characters, period. All the movies, everything about Marvel, all that stuff. Obviously, you guys know this, but like clearly, the different Spider-Man movies, like whether it's Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, all Tom Holland. No Way Home was so special because it was like, yo, this is a celebration of the legacy of all of it. So for me to be there, it felt so important to who I am.
Yeah.
But that doesn't compare at all to the concept of Greg Miller being at a Ghostbusters movie premiere. Like, was this... Like, I mean, this must be an all-time moment for you. And for a life that has had so many all-time moments.
So many all-time moments, yeah.
Like, did it live up to that?
Yes, in a surprising way.
Ooh.
I would have told you going into, like, first off, you know, with the GDC thing and then just life, I didn't have much time to think about what we were doing here. You know, the premiere I had to not weasel my way into, but weasel my way into of bug people I knew at Sony to be like, hey, can I do this? And like, for a long time, it was like, we think so. And then finally it was a go. But even then it was like, I don't know how much of it's a go. You know what I mean? And so, like, obviously I knew this was going to be cool and I knew it was going to be a big deal, but I don't think I was mentally prepared for something I've talked about a lot, right? Where on Monday before the movie, I did the three movies back to back to back, right?
Yeah.
And I was sitting here, I was talking, and we were talking about, you know, cancels and, oh man, with this person, I hope nothing ever comes out. And I was like, it's the one of those where Ghostbusters is a franchise that's so much bigger than any actor. Like, obviously, you think of the original four. Now you think of McKenna Grace and Paul Rudd or whatever. But for me, especially, you figure with Ghostbusters basically going quiet at 89, coming back in 2016 if you want to, but coming back to the real universe then in 2021, right? Or, 2021. Mm. Like, Ghostbusters as a franchise is so much bigger than any person. And so what I wasn't prepared for, yes, it lived up to the hype. There's a moment Jen caught on camera that is in my Instagram reel I did of me getting behind the wheel of the Ecto-1.
Yeah.
And when I did that, she's like, you having a moment? And I'm like, yeah, like it's muted because this Ghostbusters over, but you can see like I'm literally like I'm having a moment. And that was the thing for me of like, the movie premiere was awesome when you get to that and all that jazz, but like the event turned out to be riding in the Ecto-1. By the way, and I know I shouted it out on the Instagram and I shouted out on the stream, I got a ride with Instagram.com/Ecto1_NJ. This is an amazing group over there. Of course, it was Nick who was the driver there, but it was also Greg from Ecto Tech. It was Matt. It was a whole bunch of amazing people, right? I became aware of Ecto1_NJ because in Halloween time last year, they announced they were doing tours. You could get a tour where you rode in the Ecto-1, went to the library, went to the firehouse, went by Dana. Yeah,
so
exactly.
Cool.
And they gave you a little Ghostbuster-themed snack pack. So it was a Crunch Bar, a Twinkie, and an Ecto Cooler they made by hand.
Awesome. Great.
And they gave it to us, too. Such fantastic guys. I couldn't get... Like, it was a dream come true.
And this is available just for people to do.
100%.
Like, this has nothing to do with the actual premiere.
Follow. Just even for them being so good to me, Ecto1_NJ for New Jersey, NJ. And go do that. Because, getting picked up in that... Like, it was like, we tried to work out schedules for the longest time. And originally, Nick was like, well, I'm booked. Sony needs me at the firehouse. They've booked us to go be there for, like, the fan event or whatever they're doing. He didn't even know.
Sony needs me at the firehouse.
And I was like, no big
Holy
deal.
Crap.
Like, you know, what time? We were kicking around. Sony kept pushing the time up. So suddenly it was like, he's like, I got to be there at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no problem. Pick me up at 7. like, I'll go with you. Like, are you, I, like, for me, I was like, I've been to the library in uniform, right? That was that old IGN video I did back in the day. And, like, Dana's apartment we went to the night before or whatever, even that's whatever. But it's
I love that.
Going to the firehouse and riding the Ecto-1 is what I want. So I don't care what it was. So you can then smash cut to me and Jen, after having landed Wednesday, immediately gone to dinner at Tavern on the Green, the Ghostbusters, let me in restaurant.
Awesome. Lewis, did you recreate it?
No. But I mean, like, we sat where we see the windows. We walked from Dana's apartment to Tavern on the Green. You know what I mean? Like, all the jazz. Anyways, you smash cut to us waking up at 6 in the morning, getting into, I brought my jumpsuit, of course.
Of course.
Like, Jen, do you want to? She's like, this is your thing. I'll do whatever you want to do. What do you want to? And I'm like, what do you want to do? She's like, I'm along for the ride. So what? I'm like, all right, you're wearing a jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah, I mean, come on.
You're getting in a jumpsuit. You're
doing
the damn thing.
Yeah.
And thank God I did, but it was like, you know, we went downstairs and got the text, oh, I'm going to be a little late. No big deal. So we're just sitting there, you know, shooting the shit or whatever, sitting in the hotel lobby. And then he's like, okay, I'm here. And to stand up and turn around in the Ecto-1 with its lights on or just outside of this hotel, it was like, that's insane.
Dude, I mean, come on. You know, like, that's so
climb
cool.
Climb the stairs, walk over, be in, and then just climb in it, you know what I mean, and take off. And then,
is that thing street legal?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's wild.
This was my favorite thing. Like, we're driving. Oh, that's my favorite thing. I have like 1,000 favorite things from this trip. But driving over there, like, you know, they had a PA. And every so often they'd hit the Ghostbusters, you know, the Ecto-1 siren or whatever, or play a song off the PA. And they were like, you want to talk about, like, a vehicle that only brings joy to people.
Yeah.
Like, I have so many videos on my phone of people, like, in their cars taking photos.
Of course.
At one point, we pulled up next to a school bus.
Oh,
and
that's
when he broke out the PA for the first time. I was talking to the kids, and, like, they all rushed from, like, it's like fucking Spider-Man. They all ran to the side to watch, and they were talking to him, and then we were at a stoplight, and some other kids reacting, and he's like, hey, school's canceled, kids, the Ghostbusters say so. You know what I mean? But I was like, you know, every so often they hit the siren. We drove behind a cop at one point because they were just like going, and we're like, oh, it's just like the movie. And I was like, so do you ever get guff or do you ever get in trouble with the cops for, like, you know, doing the siren or doing the lights? He's like, we get in trouble when we don't do it. Like, they all want it. They'll all tell us to go. And he's like, yeah, one guy, you know, when we go through the Port Authority, like, coming through the bridge, he's always does this. He wants them on or whatever.
I mean, come on. That's so cool. That is so, so, so cool.
But then, like, so, like, what I'm talking about are building up to, like, again, of, like, how much that means to me. But then to pull up to the firehouse.
Yeah.
And, again, it wasn't, like, this was an Ecto-1 that was going there for the fans. It was going there as part of the experience. So it was like to pull up and then like everybody clears out and then they backed it in and it was there the whole time and I was riding with them. So I was with the official people or whatever for the thing. To be outside of the firehouse and then to have it be like, you know, dozens upon dozens of Ghostbusters dressed as Ghostbusters in packs and this.
Come on.
Two of them, you know, one guy proposed to his girlfriend who was also in a uniform or whatever.
Great.
It's like, it was outrageous. And it was like one of those things of being in the moment of like, you know, we were out there for hours. It was super cold because it was a nice day in New York and it would turn into a very nice day. But, you know, the sun's caught behind all the buildings, so you're just in the shade and stuff. So, like, we're standing there and I'm talking to Jen and I'm like, this feels like a tailgate, but it's also a Comic-Con or a PAX strictly about my biggest interest.
I mean, dude, I had the same experience with the Spider-Man thing. Like, especially it being No Way Home and, like, is Toby in it? Is Garfield in it? It's like, we assumed, but like, we didn't know.
Yeah.
And the just sheer love of people, of just like memories and moments from every single movie, how much these things meant to people. It's like, we're so lucky that we get to hang out with each other and talk about the stuff, hang out with the people and like, you know, go in the comments, hang out, go to different events, do meet and greets. And like, it's always just such a special thing to bond over the things that we
totally
love. But like, there is levels to it. You know, for no matter how many E3s I go to, there's always a moment where you're talking to somebody and you're like, wait a minute, like, you know that game? Like, that game meant the same thing to you that it did to me? And for, like, something like Ghostbusters, for you to be at the place with the people for a new movie coming out, like, at the time, just, like, there's so much that has to line up for that moment to happen.
Right, really once in a lifetime, right? And so, to be there with them and, like, that, you know, at some point they drove up the Ecto-Z, or might have already beaten us there, which you'll know soon from the movie. And it was like, it's like they have all the experimental, like, proton. This is when they opened it up, and it, like, looks, it turns out exactly like the movie, where they pull out a giant rack, and it's all the new packs and all the traps and stuff. I was like, it was my first time seeing the new packs in person. I was like, oh, man, this is cool, you know what I mean? And there was so much of that there built up, of being outside the firehouse, living in it, you know what I mean? Just, like, I kept, you know, Jen was obviously totally happy to see me so happy.
Yeah.
But I was like, are you okay? Like, you know, because it's just hours of standing outside of a firehouse. And
yeah.
She's like, no, I'm great. This is great. Don't worry about it. At one point, like, one of the guys we were with, Greg, had the Ghostbusters jacket, and so she was so cold. He's like, "Do you want it?" She's like, "Yes, please."
Yes,
so
I got that's awesome.
Amazing photo of Jen with the new red jacket. Or
oh my god, amazing photo of Jen. I know we're jumping ahead here a little bit, but the premiere.
This episode is brought to you by Shady Rays, an independent sunglasses brand that has over 300,000 five-star reviews. They're on a mission to match affordability with durability, making top quality shades accessible to everyone. They have tons of styles and colors to pick from, so finding the perfect polarized shades is a breeze. Their tangle-free collection is perfect for all hair types and is their hottest selling style. These shades have specifically designed nose pieces with long hair in mind for ultra comfort so you'll never have a snag in your hair. Here at Kinda Funny, we all love wearing our Shady Rays. Whether it's Tim looking dope in his Pokemon Go walks, Snowbike Mike rocking the snow goggles, or me just looking fantastic in my tangle-free shades. If your shades go MIA or take a hit, don't sweat it. They've got lost and broken protection, so you're covered from day one. And if you don't love your shades, exchange or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop. Exclusively for y'all, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com and use the code KF20 for $20 off each pair of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Again, ShadyRays.com and use code KF20 for $20 off each pair of polarized sunglasses.
This episode's brought to you by Robinhood. Did you know that even if you have a 401k for retirement, you can still have an IRA? Robinhood has the only IRA that gives you a 3% boost on every dollar you contribute when you subscribe to Robinhood Gold. But get this, now through April 30th, Robinhood is even boosting every single dollar you transfer in from other retirement accounts with a 3% match. That's right, no cap on the 3% match. Robinhood Gold gets you the most for your retirement thanks to their IRA with a 3% match. This offer is good through April 30th. Get started at robinhood.com/boost. Subscription fees apply. And now for some legal info. Claim as of Q1 2024, validated by Radius Global Market Research. Investing involves risk, including loss. Limitations apply to IRAs and 401ks. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold for 1 year from the date of first 3% match. Must keep Robinhood IRA for 5 years. The 3% matching on transfers is subject to specific terms and conditions. Robinhood IRA available to U.S. customers in good standing. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Registered broker dealer.
Oh, we can jump to the premiere, no problem.
Oh my, just the picture of you guys. Her dress was impeccable.
Nailed it. Jen crushed it. If you haven't seen it, of course, it's all on my Instagram, instagram.com/gameovergreggy. Jen wore a slime green, I guess, strapless top, right? Or dress, but like, I'm not a dress guy.
It looked good.
It was a dress that, it was just a dress, but no straps, no arms or whatever. So, you know what I mean? She looked fantastic. I went with the black suit, red tie, Ecto-1 pin,
red
shoes.
You guys look Ghostbustered, man. Yeah. You did. It's what I always love, right? It's like, inspired by, but like, exactly. But it's like, you know, you don't want to go too far, whatever. Maybe go a little far, but whatever. Y'all nailed it. It was awesome. And seeing you guys with everyone, you look like you belonged, which I think is a very
And that was the
thing.
Biggest thing about it, right? So if you want to jump to the premiere, right?
I
on the subway ride home from the firehouse, I was like, that could have been the trip.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need the movie. I don't need the limelights or whatever, blah, blah. But then it was the, okay, premiere. What does that mean? You know what I mean? I talked to you extensively beforehand of like, you're like, here's everything I've done wrong in my experience.
Yeah.
I've never gotten the Getty's photo. I've never actually sat on or been on the red carpet with the photographer, right? I'm like,
well, I have. I just, I 2 out of 3, I missed the Mario photographer because I got bad information.
Yeah.
So I learned from that. The other 2 times I did have the photos. They just weren't Getty's.
They didn't post. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. So it was a big, like, okay, well, this was a weird one because I didn't, First off, I don't know the entertainment industry like I know video games, right? This was my joke, like, when I was, like, very anxious leading up to it, where I was talking to Jen, I'm like, they could tell us tomorrow there's an E3, and I would know everywhere I need to go and what I need to do. But not knowing any of this, not knowing the players, you know what I mean? I don't know the PR people here. Like, there's no, I don't have the number to call this person to do the thing to pull a string. So I was like, let's get over there and see what's up, you know what I mean? And of course it was, you know, you said, I think I told you doors were at 6, so you're like, get there at 4:30.
You said 6:30 and I said 4.
And they changed it afterwards of like, now they're 6. And so you said 4:30 originally. I was okay, I was like, I think that seems aggressive. I'm like, let's try to shoot, we'll leave at 5. It's like a 7-minute car ride or whatever. Of course, God bless her, and she was right. Jen was like, I don't like this lipstick. Let's walk up to the CVS. And so it's like, she can't walk fast in the dress. Then we got to get a cab. So I'm like getting like, I kept telling her, I'm like, I'm not mad at you. I want you to know, my anxiety's kicked in of like, I don't want to miss my opportunities here. And I don't know what I'm getting into.
Totally.
And so we rolled up and got out of the theater, right? And it was like, you know, on a block in AMC in New York, Lincoln Square. And on one side was the fan pen, which we had heard a lot about from people in our Twitch chat that were going. And then, of course, the Ghostbusters, Ecto-1_NJ, right? Nick and crew. And so it was like, okay. And then there was this giant tented red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's like an L, right? So you got the fan pen over here and then the red carpet along the street. And so we got out, and then the Ecto-1NJ was just pulling up, and it had its sirens going and everything. Jen's like, do you want to go see the guys? And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, we need to get our heads on straight about what we're doing here first or whatever. And so I was walking along the tented area, right, trying to look for inns, figure out what it was. And Jen's like, well, I think back there I saw some tables. And I'm like, up here is where people are entering. I want to go to the entrance, and I want to see what is up. I got to make this right. I got to do this for Tim.
Mm-hmm. You got it, man.
So we got all the way to the front, and sure as shit, there's the Ecto-1 parked there, and like the entrance, a lot of security, obviously. And I was like, all right. And I was like, I need now to find a PR person. I'm like, Jen, look for your kind. Like, look for people who are, you know, clipboards and things, blah, blah.
Who's holding two phones?
And so literally, I'm looking all around, and Jen goes, well, here's content creator and influencer check-in.
Yeah.
And I turn around, there's just a sign for content creators and influencers.
Perfect.
And there's a bunch of content creators and influencers there. So I just walked over. I was like, hey, guys, where do we check in? And thinking one of them might. And like immediately there was a super helpful guy who was no real. This isn't an insult to any of the content creators or influencers there. They weren't ghosts, but there was.
Yeah.
There's influencers,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like trying to feel it out, because I'm like, I know Ghostbusters like influencers, like these aren't my people, but whatever. So anyways, they're like, oh, they're like, you need to Gio's not here right now, he just walked away. I'm like, all right, cool. When Gio gets here, will you point him out so I can talk to him? And like, oh yeah, no problem. And we BS'd with them for a while, and I'm sitting there. And this is when I saw Chelsea Green and Matt Cardona walk by.
Awesome.
I know Chelsea from WWE. I hadn't met Matt till this evening. But they were with a guy, but it was that thing of like, if I shout out now and then explain in front of these people that I'm not one of them, but I am one of them, I'm like, that's not the way to do it.
That's not the way.
So I let them go. I didn't say anything. And I was like, okay, let's just chill, chill, chill. So we're chilling there. We're talking. Then the like, probably one of the worst possible things could happen happens where no less than 30 kind of funny best friends just walking. Like, holy shit, Greg. Oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. Then Beans Got Games came over. He's talking. And I was like, oh, blah, blah. And I'm like,
awesome.
Fuck, why isn't Gio here right now?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. I just need someone to understand that I'm not manufacturing the entire narrative I need to spin to this person. And so finally, like, I was talking to people and I was talking to Beans or whatever.
So let me back up here.
Yeah.
Why do you even need to manufacture a narrative, period? Like, aren't you good?
Well, no, these are people who already have wristbands. They're already on some list.
And this is
a big point of miscommunication with Jen as well.
Yeah.
I am strictly there as a friend of the franchise.
Got it.
Sony Pictures PR, Ghost Core was just like,
when I asked, they're like,
oh, sure, great.
Okay, so what that means then is that you have a ticket to the screener that doesn't necessarily mean you get red carpet access.
I am not a content creator on any list that they have.
Got it.
I am a content creator and influencer, but like, I'm not to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was this whole thing of I'm hanging out, blending in with them, but I'm not going to be on any list.
Yeah.
And you aren't, and again, back to what I was saying, you're not my PR people. You don't know who the fuck I am necessarily. Okay, whatever. Anyways, finally, you know, I'm shooting the shit with everybody, and then the influencer guy was like, oh, hey, that's Gio across the street. And I was like, where? And then he had to give me, like, again, like, I'm fucking Mr. Magoo.
Uh-huh.
You see that guy? I'm like, no. And I'm like, oh, and finally, like, oh, okay, that guy with the shoes. Okay, great, whatever. And so I'm like, Jen, come on. And we crossed the street, and I walked over, and Gio's like doing his thing, and clipboarding it up. And I'm like, or a piece of paper, and I'm like, Gio! Exactly, Gio. And like, I had the Tim Gettys moment of like, it's like the Telltale game of like, Tim Gettys would fake it till he makes it.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Miller wants to overload you with information.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what is the right call with Gio, right?
Probably somewhere in the middle.
And so what I did was, I was like, Gio. He's like, I don't, and I'm literally like, in with a handshake. I'm like, I'm Greg Miller from Kinda Funny. You don't know me. Because he's already trying to check a list. I'm like, I'm not going to be on any lists.
Yeah.
But I have a million Twitter followers, all these podcasts and YouTubes. I am a huge Ghostbusters fan. Yeah, and he literally does one of these. And I'm like, all I want to do is walk the red carpet and get a photo.
Yeah.
Like, that's all. And he's like, that's all you want to do? I'm like, that's all I want to do. I'm not here to make your job any harder. And he just stops. Yeah. He goes, all right, fine, you can do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool, do you need to see my... I was prepared to show, you know, links and stuff. He's like, no, you clearly know what you're doing.
Yeah,
you're
fine. Yeah. Yeah.
So he gave me the wristband. He's like, wait here. We're going over in groups of 10
or whatever.
That's
how it goes. Yeah.
And so finally it was our time. And he's like, okay, come on. And we went in there and we got the photo in front of the Ecto-1.
Awesome.
And then we walked, and that was immediately where the Yes Have Some podcast was. And they were like, Greg. I was like, oh, hey. And I was shot shoot with them.
What's that?
It's a Ghostbusters
okay,
podcast.
Okay, cool.
There's like a little thing of like Ghostbusters press.
Awesome.
There was Yes
Very
Have
cool.
Some. There was Ghostbusters
that.
News that I also love and check all the time. And they interviewed me.
So
and then
cool.
It was this kid who does these like his own little YouTube channel. But of three of the press people, two of them were like, oh, we know Greg really well.
I love that.
Like,
that's
all right,
very
this
cool.
Helps for Gio and everything else.
Uh-huh.
But then it was still that thing of like, we're getting up to the red carpet where it is, you know, the line of photographers, the signage behind it, and then there's the final PR people checking in and writing your name on whiteboards to walk behind next to you so they can go click that and then click the photos of you or whatever. And so I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. And we got there, and they were just like, all right, what's your name? And I'm like, Greg Miller. And they were like, all right, cool, is she walking with you? And I was like, yep, that's Jen Miller. And then they could not figure out Jen with a G.
Yep, of course.
They're like, J. And we're like, no, with a G. And they're like, E. We're like, no, get rid of the J. And just put it in. But we did it, and we got on there, and we got the photos, and I was totally ready for the no one. Like, no one takes the photo.
Yeah.
But it was like the domino cascade waterfall of like the official Ghostbusters or whoever photographer popped up and took our photo, and then it was like, okay, what about Greg over here? And then like even the video I put up from Getty's Images.
Yeah.
Like the guy's like, I don't even know. Hey, I'm like, hey, I get the photo.
Awesome.
And like got through, and then at the end we took one selfie, and it was like, we were trying to get an influencer to take a photo of us on like full, but it was like starting to back up already.
Got
get crazy.
It.
So like, we got it. We'll get it somewhere from one of these photographers on the internet, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Let's get the hell out
were,
of here.
Were any of the like stars there yet, or was this
still just pure influencer time? So
gotcha.
So, but yes and no, I guess, in a way. But none of the stars in the movies were there.
Yeah, okay.
So then it was like, we were in, and like, not only were we then out the red carpet, since we went out the red carpet, suddenly doors were opening that weren't open before.
Yeah.
Where I was like, all right, where do we go? They're like, right this way, you know what I mean? Right to the ticket check-in to get the tickets. I noticed, of course, that like, my tickets, I think, are the blue ones. Other people had red tickets.
And yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, fuck.
What's
you know
the
what
difference?
I mean?
Which one do I want?
Yeah, exactly. And it's that whole thing. And so, like, immediately, like, anxiety's back for a different reason now.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, okay, cool. So we go up. Jen and I took another photo in front of the signage there. Got all the way up there, and like as soon as you come up, there's the IMAX Dolby like thing or whatever. And I walked over, I'm like, where do we go? And they're like, let me see your tickets. Oh, you go over there. I was like, we're in the less than theater. You know what I mean? We're not in the nice, super nice theater shit. But we get closer to the less than theater, and it's the one that has like the free popcorn and the sodas and all the stuff behind the rope and a metal detector. And I was like, okay, hold on a second. This isn't bad. You know what I mean? Whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then it was like, we're sitting there talking, and Beans showed up again. I was talking to some other folks. Blah, blah, blah. And then it was Ice-T and Coco with their kid.
Amazing.
They walked over, and they had been sitting, like, waiting to get into the theater, and it turned out they were going in our theater. And I'm like, if I'm in a theater with Ice-T, I'm okay. I'm doing all right on this one, right? So shot the shit there. I've been DMing Chelsea at this point. I'm like, what theater are you in? She's in Theater 5, too. I'm like, okay, we're great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to hang out with her and Matt for a little bit.
Very
cool. Ghostbusters, introduce everybody to Jen. And then, we went in there, and, you know, it was the same. Beans hung out with us for a while before he had to go do his thing. But it was like, slowly but surely, it was like, okay, we're not in the fan theater. So there are three theaters. I think there was the fan theater that had all the Ghostbuster like cosplay fan pen kids. And there's some bleed, obviously, in there. Then we were in the, you're not in the movie, but you're at least known in
some way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was us, and it was Ice-T, and it was Robin from Peloton, who's my favorite Peloton instructor. It was Al Roker, and then it was Kenan Thompson.
Oh, wow.
It was Chelsea Green. It was Matt Cardona.
God, like, that's amazing.
We had a really good theater of people.
And awesome.
Like, okay, cool, cool, cool. The wrinkle here was that you asked if the stars were there yet. They weren't, and they got there so late.
Yeah.
And so, like, we were supposed to start the movie at 7:30, and it didn't start till
8:30. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was
a
huge pain in the ass or whatever for that or whatever. But we saw the movie, did the whole
thing. That's
it, man. Blah, blah, blah. And then when we went out, that was when it was, like, McKenna Grace was hanging out and, like, taking photos or whatever. And I was like, Jen, I'm, like, torn. Like, I'm hungry. And she's like, I'll be honest. I'm on the ropes. I'm like, let's go. Let's go get pizza. Yeah. Let's go do the thing or whatever and get out of here.
Yeah.
So we went off and did that.
That's awesome, though. I mean, that is the experience, though. It's like, it's a lot of, in the biz, we call it hurry up and wait. Right?
Yeah.
You're out of shoot, and it's a lot of like, go, 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 go. And then you're just kind of chilling.
Yeah.
The premieres are that, like, times a thousand.
Yeah.
It's so much downtime, but it's the type of downtime that you can't look like you're not doing anything, because the moment you stop doing something, someone's like, stop loitering, you have to go.
Yeah,
so you need
to
like just be busy all the time,
which is not
the most fun, and it's also very tiring.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the weirdest thing is, it's like there's that feeling of I'm not supposed to be here, but you are supposed to be there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
everything's all good.
Yeah.
It's just like we're not supposed to fucking be
not
here.
Not like this, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, Greg Miller belongs on the red carpet of a new Ghostbusters
movie. Yeah, they better fucking represent.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
That's awesome, though. But like, I'm so happy you guys had such a great experience, and like, just... that sounds awesome. You did the thing. You got to go to the movie. Like,
yeah.
That's so freaking cool. Now you know Gio.
Yeah, now I know Gio, right? Yeah, for future things. And that's the funny thing is, like, you know, like, to your point of, like, the photographer thing, right, where it's, like, I was inside the theater, like, when we had all this downtime, on the Getty's Image page, like, refreshing, because I just wanted to send it to you.
Oh, I love it.
And it was that thing where I was, like, all right, man, they're uploading slowly, obviously, but they're doing it from the red carpet, I understand it. And it was, like, the influencer that was in front of us, their photo got uploaded, and then the next one was like Patton Oswalt or Paul Rudd or whatever.
Awesome.
And I was like, fuck. And sure as shit, then the rest, it was all the celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, damn, ours never went up there. I had the video the next day.
Yeah.
But it was like, I'm still like,
oh, it'll go up.
I know,
I know.
It's just like that thing of like in the theater, I was so ready to send it to you. Like,
yeah.
I mean, dude,
it was funny I think it was for Across the Spider-Verse. They actually had my name was like printed on the thing.
Yeah,
like it was like not handwritten. It was like, oh, it's ready. I'm like, we did it, boys. Like, this is happening. And then I don't know what happened, but it was on every other site, just not getting.
Funny.
Like, that's
weird.
That's the one that I want.
One day. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like it's not my namesake or anything.
No big deal. I'll get it to you.
But we'll figure it out. Well, that's so cool. I obviously want to hear way more about the movie, but we'll have to wait for a review for all
that. Interview on Friday, ladies and gentlemen, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a fantastic time. You know what I mean? And it was that thing of like the end of like, okay, well, we can loiter, like you're saying, go around and do this. But it's also like, that's never appealed to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to just snap a photo of somebody or whatever.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I'd rather have a conversation, which is what the job provides.
Totally.
Rather than what
for sure. It's the fun of it. You know
what
I mean?
For sure.
Like,
yeah,
I love the, I do love getting the pictures with it just because it's like, it's just fun. It's just fun to be able to show people, like, oh, this person, like Kenan Thompson.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I tweeted about it. I want to give a shout out here. Ice-T was like the nicest dude. We were literally, I was one row in front of him, and like I was on the aisle, and he was on the aisle like that.
Yeah.
And like he got, for an hour, he was the first person there. So he had like 2 hours, 2.5 hours to kill in this theater. Everybody came by to say hi to him and talk to him and
that's
whatever.
Awesome.
And he made them all feel like they were the only person in the room. Like just a class act on that.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Cool.
What about Keaton?
I didn't talk to him. It was that thing where he came in towards the end.
Yeah.
And it was one of those like where you rotate around and come back. Yeah, oh, shit, that's Kenan Thompson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Me and my brother at the old Macy's downtown
waited
in line for like 3 hours to see him and Kel.
Yeah.
They were promoting 1080 snowboarding.
Yeah.
And Tommy Hilfiger had a collaboration. And for some reason, they were promoting that. I don't understand. But to this day, I have an autograph from them.
Oh, nice.
Xfinity snowboarding piece of paper. They ran out of like the actual pictures of them, so they just printed out on just like black and white paper. But
love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not 1,000% sure because he was at the end of our row, but I'm pretty sure as this movie continued to get delayed, Al Roker was like, I gotta go home.
Yeah.
Because he got up and he said goodbye to people. He said goodbye to Keenan and all these things, and I was like, I think it's too late for Al Roker now. He's gonna be up early and stuff.
So funny. But very cool. I'm very proud of you. You guys look like you had a blast.
We did.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was a fantastic trip. But like I said, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is out this week. We will return to Ghostbusters in review. Mm-hmm. And of course, the in review podcast feed and the youtube.com/kindoffunny playlist. That is, again, going up Friday. If you want to watch it live as we record it, great. Go get your Kinda Funny membership, which of course gets you all of your shows ad-free. It gets you the ability to watch the afternoon podcast live as we record them. And of course, it gets you a daily vlog from me called Gregway, audio and video. It's usually like this. But thank you for being understanding. We need to put this out to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.